Recording.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Say, Baruchem Aboyim, our Helika Lechabur. We thank Hashem that we're able to get together, work on, have a chabur we can work on the maisa. It's one of the chashuv things today. Always chashuv, but especially today that there's a big void in this area of working on things the maisa. The truth is that the main key to having success in elevating ourselves is through doing things the maisa, working the maisa by side. So he writes that we should be able to have hatzlacha with our chabur here, and also we thank Hashem that Hashem puts into the hearts and the minds of some lofty souls that they understand the chashivas of the inyan. Special, what don't other people understand? And Baruch Hashem, Yizecher, Baisai, to have the insight of the Chashivas, the Inyan. And we always put in a commercial that maybe you'll be able to be Mitzvah other people. Never give up. It's a big, very big Inyan. I know that from the course of the years that we've had these type of groups, that people have come back to me and they all express very strong feelings of insight of hatzlacha that's given them in growth and midas and other areas in the Baruch Hashem. The knach about these groups is that sometimes Pishas Maisa would not margish so much the input that it has on us. And it's only after a period of time that you're able to see the effect that it has and the hashpah that it has on our pnimius, on the neshamas. So we say we all just consider ourselves campaigners for the cause, and you should always have in mind, to be mezak other people. So the last few weeks, before Hanukkah, we were working on the union of tefillah, making a chizik, trying to make a chizik in tefillah. But before we go back to that, I just want to also express an item that I am sure that the Olam had a special toilet from the Hanukkah. We had the opportunity to, before Hanukkah, to speaking about Hanukkah and trying to crystallize the inyanim and think about using out Hanukkah as it should be, as an opportunity for growth and chizik and what we call in modern terminology spiritual nourishment, vitamins, spiritual vitamins of Bezal. So I'm sure that in our chabur here that there were different times during Hanukkah that you were able to feel something special. And I would make a suggestion as one uvda, for this week, not our main uvda, but I would make a suggestion that these beautiful thoughts that I'm sure that we all had in the course of Hanukkah, some kind of insight, some kind of inspiration, that we should it was wonderful that you had it, and it's kedai to lose it, try to pickle it, preserve it, if we say. So I would suggest that if you have a few moments, not if you have a few minutes, in this vad we don't say if you have a few minutes, make yourself a few minutes to sit down with yourself with a pen and a piece of paper and try to recall some of these thoughts that you had. It might have been just for a few seconds while you were lighting the candles, while you were looking at the candles. It might have been in the middle of a masiba. It might have been just during the day about thinking about Hanukkah. But whatever it is, these different thoughts and inspirations that we had in the course of Hanukkah. So I would suggest, everybody say that you should maybe jot it down, and keep it for yourselves. It's a wonderful way of preserving it's not so easy to get these machshavas on Hanukkah itself. And a lot of it is because we've been made aware in the Vad of the importance of thinking about these things on Hanukkah. And there is a special Siyata Tishmaya that one has on Hanukkah itself to connect with these things. So, everybody say, sit down with yourselves and try to recall recollection of these different insights and put it down, everybody say. Okay, so we'd like to get back to tefillah, everybody say, in this hemshech that we've done the last few weeks, and trying to be mechazik tefillah. We put on the table, if we say, as to say, the difficulty that we're going through now, a very difficult period of time. That I hate to use the terminology, but like a baya de rabbim, a baya de rabbim, a torah de rabbim, that it's so difficult to miraculous the thoughts and the mind. I'm sure that I'm sharing that we all make a seker, but my insight for the tzibur, as much as I can see that something we're all sharing is difficulty in davening. We sometimes it's so even degrading that you make up. You say, listen, whatever happened in Shemoneh Esrei happened, and now the rest of the davening, I want to get my act together, and then a few seconds later, there we are again. The wild horse has ran away again. So one of the benefits of just talking about it is that at least like we should try not to get sprachen, get broken because of it, become yuyish. At least that it's a thing that we're all going through, so it makes it a little bit easy sometimes it's actually very, very degrading when you think to yourself, like you say to yourself, what kind of unintelligent creation am I? I can't even make a commitment for a few seconds to keep my thoughts together. So at least in our chabur here, we discussed it, and one realizes that it's not his own personal idiosyncrasy. So at least you don't get to brachin so much. And I always share with you this thought that we're working for the Bnei Shalom, and sometimes klapei Hashem, the frustration that we have and the yearnings that we have to want to get close to Him, and the disappointments that we feel in the Shemoneh Esrei that we haven't been able to accomplish the connection with Hashem. Sometimes that machshava is more choshev to Hashem than the kavan itself are able to be mechaved. The fact that Hashem sees, Hashem knows our thoughts, and the fact that He knows that our yearnings to get close to Him and our disappointment that we're not, sometimes that itself is very chashiv to the Bnei Shalom. Okay, Rabbi Zai. So I would like to, with your permission, have another uvda tonight with tefillah. The uvda that I just wanted to suggest tonight is an uvda that we've done before in the past. I think our veterans might have tasted the sweet waters of this uvda. And in our chizak tefillah, I'd like to come back to it. Incidentally, is there anything anybody wants to say about Hanukkah or about the tefillah?
I have been zeicher to a couple of ideas, what the Rav would say, perish or rosh, and it's been very nice. It's been nice to be able to think through and think of things that I can. Rabbi Alperin is from Har Nof,
yeah,
who also gave a shir on tefillah, and almost identical words, similar, very, very similar, yeah, concepts. And as he says, you bottle up, you take a file, and like when you're at that tefillah, so you click the file, and so the thoughts kind of, mm-hmm. you know, because you can't really think of it at the time. You have to have it already, you know, mm-hmm. pre-stored. Yeah. But it's been very, very helpful to take some time and, you know, think of the Mishatim.
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Anybody else? Baruch and Baruch. Okay, everybody said, he writes, Hashem is Takashi, give us the Seti Ishmael. Maybe at another occasion, I'd like to, for you to share some of those thoughts, but maybe you won't do it now. The Meiser, Beisai, what I want to discuss with you tonight is an area of tefillah that it's an aspect of the Amud of tefillah, which is extremely important, and I would say also I think it's something which is completely forgotten about today. And it's something which is not only important, but I think it was a very much integral part of the daily life of our Torah life. I'll give you a mathematical equation, Rabbi Say. We believe that there are many things that during the course of the day that in our activities that it's important for us to have hatzlacha. Of course, there are very many things in books that we do that aren't so important, and it doesn't necessarily stimulate our cheshek or ratzon to be matzliach. Things that we do during the course of the day aren't so important, but there are many things that we do during the course of the day that mean very much to us, and the hatzlacha is extremely important. That's one thing. And secondly, we're all maminim, b'nei maminim, that we believe b'muna shalema, that all our tzlachas come only from one source, from b'muna shalema, right? Who makor ha-bracha, makor ha-tzlacha. So if I say, you put both these two thoughts together, that we have certain issues that it's very important for us to have hatzlacha, number one. Number two, we believe that the real source of the real hatzlacha from the thing is only one shalom. You put those things together, two things together, and so what would that mean? That we should be misbal Takadosh Baruch Hu, the makor habracha, right? The source. Ask him. We want it, and we believe that he's the real source. So go to the real source and ask, right? So this is an equation that makes a lot of sense. And this leads us, Rabbi Said, to the concept of personalized tefillahs that one has an accessibility to in the realm of the avodah tefillah to be able to use as a tool to be able to get to the Baruch Shalom and to appeal, for hatzlacha in the area, the issue that we want to have hatzlacha on. Now, Rabbi Say, this aspect of tefillah is just as important as part of the amud of tefillah as the conventional structured tefillah that we have throughout the day. In other words, most of us think in terms of tefillah davening, the regular conventional tefillahs that HaChazal have set up for us. Shachris, Menachem, Ma'ariv, and Yom Tov, and you have Musaf, and in special days, and you have Musaf, and the regular conventional tefillahs. This comes to our mind when we think about davening, about the amud of tefillah. But the truth is that this area of davening, where a person, according to his own needs, appeals to the Baruch Shalom, how do you say, bequeaths, what's the word for it? But whatever it is, it makes its appeal to the Baruch Shalom for Hatzlacha in the different areas that he wants to have Hatzlacha. These tefillahs, these personalized tefillahs, not the regular, conventional, prepared nusach and structure, the davening, this is a just as much a part of tefillah as the regular conventional davening. In other words, within the realm of the avodah, what you call avodah tefillah, so this inyan of davening, and included in that, in this davening, is the regular tefillahs that the Chazal have set up for us. But alongside with that, in the avodah of tefillah is talking in a personalized way to the Baruch Shalom, tailor made to fit our needs that come up consistently in the course of the day. Now, I would say this mindset of appreciating, understanding, and using tefillah in this way, there's no question, as I said before, this was a major part of Jewish life, Torah life. This is the life of a Yid, right? There's no question that all through the Doris, our Ovis, and I say Ovis, I don't mean necessarily Avraham Yaakov, that's for sure, but I mean our Ovis, I mean our Zaydis, and our Elta Zaydis, and the Elta Zaydis, and the Elta Babis, and the Elta Tantis, and the Elta Fetas, you know, the uncles and aunts, and all through the Doris going back, there's no question that our forefathers preoccupied themselves in the course of the day in this actually glorious activity of constructing tefillahs, personalized tefillahs, according to the needs of what they were doing during the course of the day. This is very much part of what you call Jewish life, as they would say. Very much part of the activity of Jewish life. Why? I think that you will probably all agree with me that these things that I'm relating to now, that we don't see this today. That this should be, the part, regular part of our daily life to reciting tefillahs during the course of the day that are made up according to the needs of the different activities that we have during the day. It's not something that we know about and something that we're aware of or something that we do. I just would like to define for you this what I'm referring to when I say tefillah. It's important to know that one can is allowed to and should construct a tefillah that's made up of the needs of what he's doing. In other words, if he wants to have hatzlacha in a certain way, in a certain area, right? So he should say a tefillah that could be in his own language, his own way of expressing it, in the language itself. I meant in the sentence structure, and also the language itself. It could be, of course, in Lashon HaKodesh. It's an ideal, all tefillahs in Lashon HaKodesh have a certain advantage, certain maila, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. It could be in any language, it could be in English or any other language, and of course the words itself, the selection of the vocabulary and the sentence structure of the tefillah could be an original, tefillah that it makes up. Also, I'd like to bring out to you something very important that's largely, I think, unknown, is that he could even use the Shem Hashem in this original tefillah. In other words, you say, Yiratzom v'anacha, ad Hashem elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, right? You don't have to say the Shem Hashem, but you could, and in other words, a tefillah with the Shem Hashem, I think it's even more desirable. It's at a higher level of the tefillah. And you certainly can do that. And I think you should do that. Well, I think you should, but it's desirable, we'll say. I just want to, at this point, mention to you something which is very, a very, very important point to mention, that many people the reason why many people are unaware of this activity of making their own tefillahs is because they confuse it with a different halacha. We know that there are brachas that we say throughout the day also, different brachas, thanking Hashem and expressing our hakoras hatoiv to Baruch Shalom for many different things, you know, that He blesses us with. Now, the takonas chazal that they made a chsima, that they made a limitation to the brachas that we say to thank the Baruch Shalom. In other words, the matbeah shetuvu chachamim, were constructed a certain format with the inyan of the brachas expressing this gratitude, and they were choisim, they made a chesima, they made a limitation, you know, to the brachas that we say, and we have no longer the right to, or the koyach, you know, to be able to make our own brachas now. In other words, the period of construction, they called matbeah shetovu chachamim, the format of the brachas that the Chazal were metaken, has come to a siyum that from this point onward we don't have the koyach anymore to make up our own brachas and to recite original brachas. So many people are aware of this, and they confuse the union of personal brachas with personal tefillahs, right? So it's very important in discussing this union of personal tefillahs to understand this differentiation, that this takonah the Chazal have made, matbeah shetovu chachamim, that we're not allowed to make our own brachas, this is confined only to the area of brachas, which we call brachas. But tefillahs, we still have, and we should make use of, exercising our koyach of saying our own personalized tefillahs during the course of the day as the need arises. So I would say it's very important to understand this, that there are many things during the day, as I mentioned before, that are not so important, that don't mean anything to us. But if there's something that we do, the formula is our need, right? Now this is also a very important point I'd like to bring out to you. An argument that many of us either consciously or subconsciously would feel regarding this, this whole concept is that is it right, for all the things that we have to do, to appeal to the Baruch Shalom, to make our request to Him to come to the Melech HaOlam with all kinds of things that, of course, to us in all lines it's important, but is that right that you go to the Melech HaOlam and plead your cause, for things that objectively speaking are not so important, right? Is it for every little thing just because you find it important? So is that proper to go to the Baruch Shalom and to stand before Hashem to plead the cause? Like you can imagine major issues in your life. So of course, but every little thing that we say during the course of the day that are important to you. So you have to appeal your case before the Baruch Shalom. So the answer is, I would say, yes. In other words, if you want to con yourself into thinking that's not really important, so you can do that. But if you really feel it's important and you want to have hatzlacha with it, so then, and you believe, emunah shleima, that the only source of hatzlacha is only one source, and that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, So then the logic of this thing, I don't want to bother Hashem, every little thing. So don't bother Him and don't want it, and don't do it. But if you want to have that slacha, if it means something to you, so then there's no such a thing as circumventing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to bother Him with all my things, even though it's important to me. If it's important to you and you believe that He's going to give it to you, then how can you not ask Him for it? Say, I don't want to trouble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. keep bothering him in Kaviyochel, asking him for all these different things. So don't want it, you know, and don't have it. But if you want it, even if it's an insignificant thing, but if it's not important, but if you to you it's important, so that's what the key to this is. That
so something where, let's say, b'derech hateva, I don't know, crossing the street in Ramat Beit Shemesh. So I remember we could say it to Billy Ritzon Hashem, I should be safe. And we're b'derech hateva, we're going to look left again and cross the street. So is that something we could use a type of a tefillah like this on? Where, of course, I realize we're always dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu's shmirah on us, and I know I need Hatzlacha also to cross the street, but if I take my regular hishtadlus in Derech HaTeva, I'm not saying, I know it's not a wasted tefillah, but do we use it on something like that?
So that's a very good question. That's a very good question. Now it's, where do we draw a line of things that are important, but because of their consistency
and commonality. I'm afraid you do things, you know, in relationships, for example, right? That's why you're supposed to date your wife every so often, because you don't want to take her for granted.
Right. So, where would you draw the line? Where would you draw the line? Well, so the real answer to that, the first answer is I don't know. the second thought that would come to me is like this, that just before we go on with this, we'll try to deal with this in a second. Before we go on further, I just want to mention to the Olam that there's a Gemara in Chazal in Maseches Brachos, which seems to be like very puzzling, the Gemara. And according to what we're saying now, this probably would give us maybe a tool to have maybe the true insight into the Gemara. The Gemara says that Halavai she Omar Rabba, I don't remember who says it now. Halavai she Adam Yispalel Kol Hayom Kuloi, right? Mamish daven the whole day. So what does that mean? That he should daven with a minyan, Netzachama v'sikin, and daven shmonesrei, azah shmonesrei, mamish till tzeis hakochavim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, right? Is that what it means? And if he does it, he should make sure that he shouldn't be standing in back of somebody, you know, keep the guy locked in there the whole day, the guy, you know, that can make the pesias. And so, according to what we're saying, the real kavanah of the Chazal Mestaber is Hainu Dvorim, that what we're saying now, in other words, that Halavai Shadon Yispal Koyom Kuloi, the Halavai that person should have his antennas up and sensitivity of awareness about him to realize all these different situations that demand, realizing the emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to give you that slacha and to be mispal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Let me just give a common example. The person is has an appointment and he wants to take a taxi, let's say. And you know what happens? You're waiting for the taxi and the taxi doesn't come. So then this is the typical conventional scene, and then you say to ourselves that old famous saying, whenever you want, it's not there, right? So instead of saying that, the good old motto, saying, proverb, so say it feel the body shall be here, it's all moving on the shit slackly moan it, that you want it to come quickly. You want it to come quickly, so say my hair also. If you don't care if it comes soon, so don't say my hair. If you want it to come soon also, so say my hair, right? I'll tell you something else about say that he didn't have to wait for the taxi not to come. As soon as he went out, if you want the taxi to come, even before it doesn't, you have the, it doesn't come, say tefillah, he wrote that the taxi should come soon, because, So here, this is a typical example. We're talking about original tefillahs that the person says throughout the day, according to his needs. So here's something: he's late, he has an appointment. It's important for him to get the taxi right away. So that's important for you. It's be mispalel, Rabbi say. The truth is that what's one of the most important things, not one of the most important, what's the most important thing we can do throughout the day with all our activities, everything that we do, our business meetings and all kinds of things, the most important thing that we can do during the day is our learning Torah, right? That's the most important thing that we can do, you know, for ourselves in the world and for the whole world in general. Torah, right? So it makes sense before you sit down to learn to say a tefillah of haslacha. So that's the tefillah of Nechuna ben Akona, right? Everybody said that. I mean, over there, you make up your own lashon. I mean, you don't necessarily have to make up your own lashon. You have, you know, to say his lashon, you know, it's also good. It's not possible to use his lashon, right? In other words, when the need presents itself to make up your own lashon, so then of course you can make your own lashon. But there's nothing wrong in this activity of using the lashon of Rebbe Chaim Ben Akona, right? This inyan is even discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, right? There's a simon in the Shulchan Aruch that speaks about this, that the person taking a medication. So he says, "You right? I think it's the lashon, right? That's this principle. This is very principle. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's there. So that's the avoider.
Chavos Chaim says there that you should daven to Hashem for Aslacha for everything you do.
Right. Baruch, right, is asking, like, what's the limitation for this? If you want to get technical, like, what's more important than our breathing, right? So maybe every breath you should say a tefillah that you have a slacha with your breath. So the truth is, what I think the correct answer for this might be that any chanami, that technically speaking, theoretically speaking, you're right. And I suspect that big tzaddikim and a high madrega, they do that. They do this. Like, in other words, even crossing the street, but maybe that would go into a gedder. It's like every time we say the Shem Hashem, you're supposed to be mechaven. You know, you should never say the Shem Hashem without being mechaven. But we don't do that. You know, our goal is to do it. But if a person has decided tomorrow morning from Shacharis, every time he says the Shem Hashem, he thinks Hoy Ho Viva Vidon Hakol. Every Shem, it could be that he might have a nervous breakdown Chas V'Shalom by the time he finishes davening, because we're not used to it, right? But it's a goal. In other words, right now, as far as doing the avoid is concerned, ourselves as concerned, is that we have to get into the mindset of to be able to do this. You know, and the mindset is the least major things that we do during the day to do the tefillah. It could be that just like big tzaddikim, every time they say the shame, they're mechaven. Every single time, which for us would be dangerous if we did, it could be, but it's a definite goal, right? So it could be very big tzaddikim that living really on the way they should. When they cross the street, they know anything can happen. So any chanami, it's a mentality that they have, just like they're mechaven every shame. So maybe a person hypothetically speaking, theoretically speaking, you're right. Right, but I don't think that's what we should, like, let's say yourself, you're a business, so you want to make a deal, right? So before you meet the person, so you can say a tefillah, Hashem should give you hatzlacha, that he should hire you, right? Or while you're making a plan of what to do, a construction plan, so you say a tefillah, that it should be batzlacha, it should come out right? So everybody, according to their own, you know, if it doesn't mean anything to you, I'll say, but if it's important for you to make the deal, right, if a person's going to the area for, you know, Arnona or whatever it is, you know, So he has a business meeting or a meeting with every year, whatever. So he should make a tefillah. Okay, everybody says, so the Uvdala Maisa is three times a day we should go out of our way to look for things that demand and need our appealing a request to Kodesh Baruch Hu, everybody say. So at least three times a day you should try to make the tefillah. And Hashem should listen to our tefillahs, everybody say. Berachmim, and we should have hatzlach with all our things for ourselves and all Klai Yisrael, everybody say. Okay. And also have a good week, brother, hatzlacha with everything. Okay.